people of the world.
Hi.
Welcome to Dive In.
Yeah.
So, well, that was a long so. Anyways, so, as you read by the title, I'm assuming you read the title, this podcast will be based off of my opinion and experiences with scuba diving. Now, Sophie, what is scuba diving?
Scuba diving, I'm pretty sure you've all heard of it. Just to clear it up, it's basically wearing these large tanks. Now, I can't explain it very well. I've never been a scuba diver or got certified or anything like that. I know I've been quite pressured to become a scuba diver. I just don't know if I'm ready. So basically, this entire podcast is going to be Kaylee convincing me through all these episodes to start scuba diving. And anyway, so it's two tanks, right? One tank. I don't really know how to explain.
I think you can have two tanks. I think it just depends on what.
No, it's two because, like, you know the extra one? You're using one.
No, you only use one. Well, I think it honestly depends on what dive you're doing, how deep it is, and how long you're planning to be down there. Because if you didn't know, before you dive, you have to have a plan on, like, how long and you're going to be under and how deep you're going to go. And depending on how you got certified, that decides, like, I guess decides. that determines how deep you are able to go.
So, to describe scuba diving in my words, we can have Kaylee say it after me. It's basically breathing underwater. Now, it's probably a way different explanation from her point of view because I've never done it. I don't know how great it is. I don't know if it's bad, if it's good, how great it's going to feel, how I'm going to feel the breathing. Now, I've done this before once. I wasn't really scuba diving because I was in a pool practicing, getting ready to maybe get a start in certifying myself into scuba diving, but it never happened. I was a bit too nervous. I wasn't ready to get certified. Kaylee was. She did it. Tell us what your explanation of scuba diving is.
My definition of scuba diving is a great, amazing, extraordinary, exhilarating experience beneath the water with the sea life or aquatic life. And I think that if you love swimming and you just, like, love the ocean and you love beaches, I think scuba diving is perfect for you because depending on which you are comfortable with, you can go offshore diving or just, like, doing regular normal diving where you just go off a boat. And when you just do shore diving, you know, you just, like, kind of scuba dive off the shore, but when you boat diving, you learn certain ways to enter the water. I don't know why it has to be so fancy, but you do, while you're getting certified, you do learn certain ways on how you're supposed to enter the water. So, that's part of your certification training.
Okay, so you can hear the differences between my explanation and hers. She explained how amazing it is. I explained how it works, or how I think it works. See, if you're asking this to two different people, if you're asking a scuba diver, they're probably going to tell how amazing it is. If you're asking someone like me who hasn't scuba dived before, I'm just going to tell you how I think it works, because I don't know how it is. See, Kaylee had an amazing explanation, at least from her point of view. I did not have a great explanation because I've never experienced it.
Yeah. So, I personally am certified, if you're wondering. I really enjoy the water. I love swimming. I love beaches. I love the warm weather. I really like traveling and going on vacations because whenever we do that, it's usually in a warmer climate.
Honestly, I think I should try it out. I think I should definitely try to get certified. I think it'd be amazing. I don't know how amazing it is when I do it, but I think now it sounds pretty good, but I'm just scared, to be honest. Kaylee, tell me how not to be scared, how you got over your worries for everything. Getting maybe scratched by something, like, you know, coral. I've been kind of scared because once I was snorkeling and I got scratched by coral. Actually, I don't know what I was scratched by. I thought it was a sea urchin, to be honest. You know, I was overreacting. I thought it was a sea urchin, but it was not a sea urchin. It was just rocks. It was too shallow. My feet were, I was like flat. It was like, this was me, and then the water was,
you can't see.
Or the coral was right below me. It was crazy, so I got scratched. We saw turtles, so obviously I had to go out there and snorkel with them, but yeah. It was pretty crazy because I did get scratched, and I've been a bit scared, so tell me how you got over your fears.
So, really, when I started my certification training for scuba diving, I wasn't really worried about anything happening to me while I was, like, while I would be scuba diving after I got certified. And in the certification progress, part of it would be you would have to do a 200-meter swim, I think, or 400-meter swim or something like that, off of the dive shop, because where I was getting certified, the dive shop was right by this little shore, and it was really cool where they had it, because the fish were so comfortable with all these people that they would just hang around shore. So, like, part of it was to it. Do a, like, 200 or 400 meter swim, so I did that first, and then you would have to float for 15 minutes, so I just put a snorkel mask on, put my snorkel in my mouth, and I just watched all the fish swim by me as I was floating for that 15 minutes, and it was actually really relaxing and enjoyable. I still don't worry about anything happening to me while I am in the water and I am scuba diving. I find it quite like it's like a great experience, and I think it's really enjoyable, and I think it can really inform people. And another thing, you have to learn multiple skills while doing this training.
Now, I'm scared. What would you suggest that I do to get away from the fears that I'm afraid of? Now, can I tell you something that I'm scared of? So you can
tell me what you are.
So I'm a bit nervous of getting hurt. I'm afraid of kind of the bigger type fish or bigger animals. They're just a bit scary to me. I don't know why. It's just natural
instincts.
It comes to my head. Yeah, you know how it feels. I'm sure you felt a little bit nervous before your first time snorkeling.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I can say something about myself. I like snorkeling. I can't really say it as professionally as Kaylee because I can't just be like, oh, I'm a professional snorkeler. I got certified. You don't have to get certified for snorkeling. I don't even know if that's a thing.
No.
Yeah. So, I can't say I'm a professional snorkeler. But I do snorkel, and it's really fun. That's all I can really say. So I don't... Diving, I can't experience being in the ocean. I'm not just like... I'm not going to ask questions like, what's it like to be in the water? Because I know that already.
So what are you afraid of?
Well, I just told you kind of. Big animals scares me. It just comes to my head. What can take me away from that?
Well, first off, I would like to know which ones you are afraid of so I can clarify, well, give you some facts about these.
Sharks, honestly, are a bit crazy for me. I mean, they might get a little bit too close to me. I mean, just big animals in general. Just any animal. I mean, you don't have to tell me the facts. I just want to know how to get away from it, the fears of them.
So, what are you afraid of them? Like, why just, are you?
They're just big. They're big. That's all.
So, you're just worried because and they are bigger and you feel like they have the advantage over you?
Yeah, basically.
Well, are you, like, afraid that there would be, like, a shark attack or something?
No, not necessarily. I'm just nervous being in the water with them. I don't really know why. It's just the fact that they're big. That's all I have to say. They're big. They have teeth. Well, I don't know. I'm not necessarily... I don't think they're ever going to hurt me, bite me, unless it's, like, a great white. I'm a little bit... I'm not going in the water with one of them. I don't think you would either, but yeah, you would. But, you know, just sharks. Big animals. That's all I have to say. Something that's big. Tell me, how to get away from the fear.
So I think to get away from the fear, I would just, like, get in the water with them at first, and I would, like, I'm assuming... that you would start to panic because you are afraid of them, and your breathing would be pretty rapid. I would just try to calm down my breathing first off.
Yes.
And okay. I would try to, like, kind of pay attention to them, just be a little alert, so that might help you feel a bit more comfortable knowing what they are doing around you.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that just, like, relaxing your body and, like, being aware and knowing what they are doing, that could really help your fear and calm your fear down a bit.
Well, thank you. I will try that, hopefully. Okay, so tell us a little bit. So, I have this idea for our podcast. I'm going to say this right on the podcast. It might be a little bit weird for our listeners if we even get any, but I think we should do... facts of the day. Two facts of the day, or whatever number you'd like. So, how many do you want to do every day? Every
two.
Two facts of the day. So, drum roll, please. Welcome to Facts of the Day. So, today we have two facts from Kaylee the diver herself. So, let's hear them up. I'm going to leave so Kaylee can... end the podcast, because this is how we're going to end it every day. I'm going to go away. She's going to end it. Also, go check out my brother and I podcast, In My Shoes, with Sophie and Eli. Thanks for watching me. Goodbye. Now, Kaylee will take over.
All right. So, two facts of the day. So, if you did not know, tiger sharks are one of the largest, well, yeah, they're one of the largest shark species known to mankind, and they actually do not harm you, along with the basking shark. They're both pretty decently sized sharks, and they actually do not harm you. They want nothing to do with you. They feed on shrimp and tiny krill. You know, those little tiny, tiny creatures that you can barely or can't even see in the water. Another fact is that...
What?
Ooh, okay, so... Another fact, I'm sorry, the background noise. So, another fact is that the great white shark can actually be tan, a brownish color, or black, but the white stomach is what it's known for, because it always has a white stomach, but the rest of its body can be brown, black, or gray. Sophie here just, like, mind blown.
Yeah, I'm actually here. I didn't leave, but I'm supposed to pretend like I left. I just want to come and hear the facts, so keep talking. It's your time to end the intro.
Alright, guys, so I hope you enjoyed the first episode of Dive In
with Sophie
and Kaylee. So I hope you enjoy.